P.T. was a remarkable and mysterious man. He spoke something, I believe it was seven languages, and he never spoke anything that was particularly straight ahead. He was a great devotee of the bank shot. It took a while for P.T. to get to the point in just about anything, you know, whether it was pass the butter or what, you know. It was always charming. He was a very intelligent guy. He was also an awfully hard drinker, which certainly had something to do with the end of his career. But he was a very fine musician. The reason that the Bearcats sounded different from other bands, one of the reasons was, well, they had a different conception of rhythm. Mostly they didn't want to play 2-4 or anything. They were more advanced rhythm, more swing to it. P.T. was kind of the genius behind the band. He's really the one that gave it its unique sound. He sort of was, the phrase had become known, popularized, I think, by the president, leading from behind. P.T. kind of led from behind, almost like a Mutt Carey style, where it wasn't like the trumpets and cornets that I came out from the East Coast, where you had it was a very distinguished trumpet and cornet lead. P.T. was back there, but he was always sort of goosing other people and suggesting this and that. He could get the whole band into motion in an amazing way. And once he got it, it was like he had a wheel going and he could just tap it now and then and keep it spinning faster, you know, keep it going and going. It was just a few licks. He was just a master of understatement and a few notes and strange growling noises and things like that here and there. And he sang very, very, very wonderful vocals, very fey vocals. One of his favorite was a parody of Little Coquette, Little Coquette from Lafayette. He was a pretty good singer, actually, and he and Oxtot, of course, Oxtot was the best singer of all, he and Oxtot and Milky frequently sang together in the band. It made a nice little trio.